Well, hi everybody, and welcome to Byron's Personal Audio Challenge, day number 5. And, it is already 20 minutes past midnight. I kind of let time get away from me, so I've already failed in my 5-day challenge. Actually, I failed twice, because when I was at Dwayne's house and all sunburnt and crap, when I got to his house, I crashed and I sort of sweated out a sunburn, and I woke up right before midnight and I posted something, but I think I technically violated the rules on that one too. So I apologize for that. That is my blunder, but I am going to do an audio file anyway because I want to. So I'm currently using Boss Jock Studio to do this podcast, and I was thinking about starting the show with one of those. Basically, I wanted to make a fake Boss Jock Studio ID, kind of like the one that he has, where he goes Boss Jock Studios, 1.5. Lots of cool features. I wanted to do that, but I wanted to do Personal Audio Challenge 1.5. Lots of cool segments. But I don't have the voice for it, and I can't harmonize, and I can't do the 4-track editing, and I just... So, by the way, this background music is brought to you by Onge Music, ONJMUSIC on Twitter. So you should follow him for lots of free music that you can get for your podcast and other non-commercial projects that he's just giving away for free. So go hit that up. It is twitter.com/OngeMusic. And look, here's another example of wonderful tunes from Andre Louis. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys a mic demo. I have the Apogee microphone, the Apogee mic, which I got from the Apple store on Saturday. Didn't record that because I didn't have enough time left on the meter. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause this recording. I'm going to switch mics and let you guys hear what it sounds like. And what's nice about it is that it will be using the microphone with a higher voice. So we've heard Boss Jock Studio, and we've heard lots of other people do demos of the Apogee microphone, but they all had manly, beefy DJ voices. And I don't. I am a higher voiced guy. So there's lots of 12-year-old kids in basements that want to do podcasting, lots of women and girls out there, and of course, men who have nuts the size of peas, like myself. So we're going to go ahead and pause this recording here, and we're going to see just what happens when I plug in the Apogee microphone. So stick around. We'll be right back. All right, now this is me on the Apogee microphone, and it sounds pretty good. And, people were saying that the ATR2100 from Audio Technica maybe had a bit of a better sound to it. And I would have to agree with that, but if I wanted to use my little iPhone, which I always have with me, I would have to bring an iRig Pre, and I would have to bring, just stuff that I don't want to have to carry around with me. I just want to be able to carry a phone and a microphone and a cord. So I decided that even though the comparisons did not lend the ear to the Apogee microphone as much as the ATR2100 from Audio Technica did, I figured for the convenience sake that the Apogee microphone was a much better candidate for my use. So that's what I got. I got the Apogee microphone. And I hope you guys enjoyed this demo. By the way, be sure to check out The Talk Zone on Tuesday evening at 9 p.m. Central on www.byronlee.com. That's again at 9 p.m. Central on byronlee.com. You could just click on the Radio Free Dishnets or the Beyond Radio Network or ACB Radio listen links, and you'll have me at 9 o'clock. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and call it a night, and I appreciate you guys listening, and I'm sorry that the audio's late. So this has been a demo of the Apogee microphone. All right, have a sweet one, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. We're going to let this track from Andre Louis just ride us out until the 5-minute mark. See you guys tomorrow.